This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. That was the sound of the Tehuan Band of Mission Indians from Mission San Jose. They offered this blessing this morning at the opening of a new exhibit showcasing the origin of Bexar County in San Antonio. The exhibit is Nuestra Historias, Our History, Spain in Bexar County. We're joined by Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf and Sarah Gould, lead cultural historian at the Institute of Texan Cultures, and welcome to The Source. So,
Thank you.
And congratulations, Judge Wolf, on this opening of this exhibit at Bexar County. And I think that you were one of the you were the intellectual author of this exhibit.
Well, actually, it was Betty Bichet. She works for us, and she has a background. She used to work for the Park Service when they ran the missions, and so when she came to us, she was an inspiration in helping us understand the history of our community. We spent some 9 years developing the background to get us the World Heritage designation. And then as we got that designation, as we moved toward the tricentennial, she came up with the idea of she was in Spain, and so she made the contact there about bringing some of these documents here. And so we got to give her all the credit in the world for getting this going. And then at the same time, Sarah put together a wonderful collection of artifacts and historic documents beyond what we got from Spain. So the partnership that we have with the with Sarah and UTSA was really important to make this come about.
So it's a beautiful presentation of these historic documents and maps showing the foundation and the bureaucratic effort it took to establish San Antonio 300 years ago. This is at the old federal building. It's on Nueva Street, right across the street from the Bexar County Courthouse. It's a new refurbished building that Bexar County has taken over. And Sarah Gould, you were instrumental in bringing this together.
Yes, Betty Boucher and Bexar County approached us about potentially partnering on this project with them, and it was a wonderful opportunity for us because we did not have any kind of contacts at the Archivo General de Indias in Seville, Spain, and it was because of Bexar County's work with UNESCO for the World Heritage designation that they made that connection. So the Archivo General de Indias in Seville is the archive that holds all of the papers of the Council of the Indies. And the Council of the Indies was the administrative body that oversaw Spain's colonies in the Americas. They were master bureaucrats. They documented everything. And copies of all of their letters, drawings of plans for things they wanted to build, presidios and missions, maps of their territory. These were all sent back to Seville, cataloged and kept there. The Archivo General de Indias is itself a World Heritage Site. So this is a really excellent opportunity for two World Heritage locations to partner with each other. And so again, ITC had no connection to the Archivo, and so this was a wonderful opportunity for us to get involved, but also to bring about other local repositories and bring them into the picture too. So I contacted a number of local repositories, Our Lady of the Lake University, the National Park Service here, the San Antonio Missions, the Daughters of the Republic of Texas Library, the Archdiocese, the Marianist Archives, the San Antonio Museum of Art. They all were happy to find things in their collection that fit into the story we wanted to tell. And so we were able to borrow all of these wonderful artifacts and pieces of artwork from them to bring those together with the documents from Spain. And together it tells this wonderful story of where we came from.
And when that story, okay, there's lots of different stories in the world. This one is a story of what? Is it one of ambition, or is it just greed, or what is this story, Judge Wolf?
Well, you know, Spain has a long history of coming to the Americas and exploring, and many of them obviously thought they were going to catch a lot of gold and take it back home, and some did. I think Cortez did. But here, it was a little different game, I think. In Texas, they were looking for settlements. And the church played, obviously, a very, very big role in that. The initial letter written by Robledo stating the recommendation that Spain ought to create a development here in San Antonio, what we know now as San Antonio. And we have that letter. And then we also have the map of the original map of the area as they began to plan a community here. They had first came here on exploration, I believe, in 1691. And interesting enough, the development, or we believe from what we have found, that Mission de Valero was along the San Pedro Creek originally. And then the Presidio.
That's the Alamo.
The Alamo. Well, yeah.
And before then, it was the Alamo, yeah, but yeah, it was the Mission de Valero.
Yeah, that's right. Mission de Valero. That's right. Then it became the Alamo, and it moved. And then we also had the Presidio, which was a fort-like structure then, which I believe is roughly on the grounds of where City Hall is today. So really, it started along San Pedro Creek, and that's one of the projects we're doing now, the county, to restore that and make that into an interpretive center. Whether it's writings that we have on the walls along the creek, whether it's artwork that we will put in there along the creek. And so it's going to be a story of the culture and history of San Antonio along that creek where we first started with the Spaniards.
And it's interesting, Sarah, how decisions that were made 300 years ago are still being impactful today.
Absolutely. So They had originally had a expedition out this way, camped overnight by the San Antonio River, gave it its name because it was the Feast of St. Anthony that day. Of course, the area was already very well known to tens of thousands of people, various indigenous peoples who had been coming to the San Antonio River for, based on our archaeological record, we know that people had been coming to the San Antonio River for over 10,000 years. It was clean, drinkable water. It had abundant vegetation along the shores, and so it was a popular place to come and rest and stay for a while. So,
and also the source of the river is considered a sacred spot.
Absolutely,
by the indigenous people.
Absolutely. Right. Our river is fed by a bunch of little springs, but the one that most people are familiar with is the Blue Hole, which is absolutely a sacred site.
All right. We're going to talk more about that. And if you have questions or comments about this exhibit and the founding of San Antonio, we want to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980. You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org. The Source continues after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The story of San Antonio's founding and settlement is more complicated than you might think. A new Bexar County exhibit, Nuestra Historia, Our History, Spain in Bexar County, brings the original maps and documents connected to the establishment of the city and the county here 300 years ago. It's a rare opportunity to see firsthand what went into the creation of San Antonio. It's the first time that these documents have been presented in the United States. And with us to talk about this is Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf and Sarah Gould, a researcher at the Institute of Texan Cultures. And just be clear, this is not at the Institute of Texan Cultures. This is at right across the street from the courthouse at the old Federal Reserve Building and on Nuestra Street, on Nueva Street. Right. And let's get a caller in on this. If you want to join us, the number is 210-614-8980. And Jim has called in. Hi, Jim. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good.
Well, thank you for the program. I listen a lot, and thank you for the exhibit. This is just wonderful. I can't wait to go see it. I am an enrolled member of the Osage Native American tribe, and I went to Mission San Jose and saw the film that they did out there. Just wonderful stuff, and I just... it occurred to me, where's the monument? Where's the monument that honors the Indian tribes that basically started the civilization here? And I was just thinking that it might be included in the future plans of whatever Mr. Wolf is going to do for the center that they were just talking about.
I think that would be extremely important. As Sarah mentioned, Native Americans were along the river for 10,000 years. So they were here for a very, very long period of time before the Spaniards came. And then there was the clash of those two cultures and eventually the coming together of those two cultures. But it was certainly a clash when it first came about. So I think what we've got some real good people deciding what will go along the creek, and it certainly is absolutely appropriate that some artwork or monument be erected along that creek to represent the Native Americans that actually had a village of Yanaguana, I believe it was here, way before anybody else did.
Sarah Gould, what can we learn about the views of the Spaniards about the Native peoples?
In the exhibit, we have a number of documents that actually come from Our Lady of the Lake University, which describe interactions with indigenous people. And in some cases, there are disappointments. You hear the Spanish, these are friars and priests, complaining about how the mission Indians don't really understand the schedule. They have these mission bells, which I'm sure everyone's familiar with the mission bell. The mission bell rings at 8 a.m. That means you go and do this. At 9 a.m. you go and do this. At 10 a.m. you go and do this. This was a very regimented lifestyle that a lot of people had a hard time accepting. And so there were people who would just decide, you know what, we're going to go hunting today. And then they would be gone for 2 days. And when they would come back, the priests just, they couldn't understand why. Why don't they get there with the program? And, this was just two very different approaches to life. As Judge Wolf said, eventually we do see the emergence of a new mestizo culture here in San Antonio, which is a blending of both Spanish ideas as well as local indigenous ideas. There are definitely times in the documents where the Spanish complain about the local Indians, but there's also times when they understand them and make the case that without the Mission Indians, there is no Texas settlement. We need to do whatever we can to encourage the absorption of at least, our basic ideas and religion, because otherwise we cannot spread across this entire territory and hold this territory. They understood that the Indians were their best chance at holding on to their territory.
So the missions were conversion factories. And they were looking to not just religious, but also turn the Native peoples into Spaniards of some sort so they could maintain their claim for the land, especially knowing that the French were eyeballing Texas and making inroads at the time. And so there was a competition there and a sense of urgency.
Absolutely. As soon as they find out that the French have landed on Texas territory, he landed in what we now call Matagorda Bay. This is La Salle, and his ship La Belle, which is now the wreckage of it, is on view in Austin. The Spanish are in a panic to make sure that the French don't take over their territory. And so they set out to settle all of these missions across the Texas territory. They know we have to bring in these mission Indians. We have to make sure that they are on Team Spain so that we can hold on to this territory.
All right, another caller. Rick is on the line. The number is 210-614-8980. Hi, Rick. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air with Judge Wolf and with Sarah Gould.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just had a quick question. I'm one of the direct descendants of the Canary Islanders that kind of settled in Main Plaza, and I was curious to know how the history of the Canary Islanders coming in and founding kind of almost the first municipality in San Antonio plays into the history that you're talking about now.
Okay, Rick, great question. Appreciate you calling in. Judge Wolf.
Well, There's a little bit of a twist there. We are celebrating the birth of San Antonio as a 1718, which means in 2018 we'll have the 300th anniversary. But it was the Canary Islanders that came to San Antonio in 1731, March of 1731. They came across the ocean, landed in Veracruz, went over the upper spur of Orizaba, through the Valley of Mexico, through San Juan Bautista, and arrived here in San Antonio, and Plaza de las Islas, which we call Main Plaza today, was really where the settlement was originally laid out. And so that is a segment of history that's really important. There's talk now about trying to commemorate that piece of our history with some sort of a sculpture in the main plaza or Plaza de las Islas. I hope that happens. I know Dr. Chicano is working very hard on that. He's from the Canary Islands. So that was a very, very important piece of our history and one that we really need to highlight as we take this celebration.
So, Sarah, looking at these documents and memos, basically, they have written back and forth these letters. What can we learn about the experience that the Canary Islanders had?
You know what? There is a case in the exhibit dedicated to the story of the Canary Islanders. There are quite a few documents, and actually these ones are, again, at Our Lady of the Lake University, of letters about the Canary Islanders and about the settlements. The Canary Islanders are kind of an interesting story. They arrive in 1731. As Judge Wolf said, there was already a presidio and a settlement here. There are a lot of complaints back and forth, and you know, maybe it was just a period of a lot of complaining, but there were complaints from the Canary Islanders and there were complaints about the Canary Islanders. But it's all pretty well documented, and it's kind of funny, and it kind of reminds you people haven't changed a whole lot.
So you get an idea of the human experience and the difficulties in creating a city, a community in the wilderness. And of course, you're going to have tension, you know, Judge Wolf, don't you think?
Well, you know, if just envision yourself living along that river, say in the village of Yanaguana, and you lived off the land, you hunted, you had horses, you led a life that was quite different. Most of the Native Americans worship nature in some form or other. And then when folks come in and say there's a different sort of God, and you know, it's Christianity, and they say you need to live a different life, you know, that's a difficult thing to accept. And I can imagine the tension that was there as these cultures came together and their lifestyles changed.
So can we talk a little bit about the terms that we're using when we're describing the original peoples? Like, we still call them Mission Indians, even though Indian is still, is it a PC term? Why are we using that term?
You know what? Most people of indigenous descent in the U.S., I should say, do use the term Indian themselves. Now, I would just caution anybody and say, always go with whatever term a person wants to use themselves, right? I do use the term Mission Indians. We have an umbrella term that we often use when we're speaking historically about the different indigenous peoples in Texas, and that's the term Cahuiltecan. It's not a terribly accurate word because it basically means from Coahuila, which was a huge area, and it encompasses many, many dozens of different groups of people. But that's kind of the umbrella term that's used for indigenous people from this part of Texas, South Texas. Some people do know who they are descended from. Another reason why we sometimes use the word Mission Indians is because the indigenous people who were at the San Antonio missions came from a bunch of different bands and tribes. And so they come to the missions, they end up intermarrying. In many cases, though, descendants of those people don't necessarily know I'm 1/8 Payaya or I'm 1/8
right.
Pahalache. And so Mission Indians is often another kind of a catch-all term for those descendants.
And I hear the Native Americans being used. These people, they were not Americans. I mean, listen, they're from the Americas, but we think of them, but they're not. There was no America here in San Antonio
right.
at that time. So that's not the issue. And I, well, the original peoples is maybe a way just to describe who, with some dignity.
Yeah. And again, I would just go back to whenever you can use the term that somebody self-describes as, that's the best term to choose. Because you may think I'm being I'm being politically correct by calling somebody Native American, and they may not like that.
Sure. So, Judge Wolf, what do you think people will get from this exhibit? They come through. I mean, it's a lot of documents.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of reading involved, but there's some neat things to look at as well. There's a children's area. This is very welcoming. But this is eye-opening for a lot of folks.
You know, we're a county now of 1,800,000 people, and we'll have another million or so in the area in the next 20 years. I would venture to guess that there are a huge number of people in San Antonio that have no idea about our origins and about our history.
It's a unique story.
And it's a very unique story, and we, of course, being recognized as a World Heritage Site, you know, shows that unique story. And we're hoping that, you know, this is the first sort of event that leads up to the 300th anniversary. We have another one that we're having this weekend. It's a research symposium that will be Friday and Saturday. And we've got people coming from Mexico and other areas of the country. And they'll be there Friday and Saturday. I'm going over Saturday morning in the Double Height courtroom at the courthouse, and they're going to be diving into a lot of it. So we hope that people will take an interest in what this community means and maybe have a better understanding of San Antonio and our culture and our history, and this is just the first step.
Nuestras Historias, Our History, Spain and Bexar County at downtown San Antonio across the street from the courthouse. I want to thank Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf and Sarah Gould from Institute of Texan Cultures. The source continues after this.